Nikki, get up to the microphone.
The next feature report is Hopkins Junior High School's concert band from Primo. They'll be performing Korean Folk Rhapsody by James Curnow, Tomorrow's Yesterdays by Brian Paul Ages, a joyful Journey by Robert Sheldon. Please help me welcome Hopkins Junior High School.
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School concert band and Mr. Conway. Welcome to the CMEA Band Orchestra East Festival on Saturday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Ha ha. I hope that regardless, you still play extremely well. My name is Troy Davis. I am Director of Bands and Jazz at Aragon High School in San Mateo and the Music Director of the Oakland Municipal Band. I'll be making some comments today during your performance that I hope will help you in your continued musical development. So these first chords here in the clarinets, second clarinets have an open G on measures 1, 3, 5, 7. For the majority of you, I don't know, I can't really see from where I'm sitting, but you should be putting your right hand down on the fingers holes, like the F key, the E key, the D key, as you're playing that open G. And depending on your instrument and your mouthpiece and setup and you yourself, you might not need to put all three fingers down. You might do just 2 and 3 instead of 1, 2, 3, or you might do just 3. Oh, you might do 2, 3, pinky, the A-flat key. That's going to help that open G, which we often call the throat tones, those kind of open notes where you're only playing with your thumb and first finger, open G, G-sharp, A, B-flat. You can use that technique on all of those notes to help stabilize the tone quality and the intonation. And I think mainly that'll help with the intonation. All the woodwinds, when you come in on beat 2, so flute and first clarinet and oboe, starting in measure 1 still, think about articulating the same way as you start. So we've got da, do, 1, do, do. Use a D-O-O syllable as you tongue those. 5 was a very nice legato. This whole section is very nice legato and smoothly connected now where we are right at this moment, which is ahead after 34. The effects in the percussion are great. I could use a little bit more xylophone, probably. I think where you are on stage, you can hear yourself really well, but there's a lot of students in front of you, and this is a new stage and a different acoustic than you're used to. So I can't hear you as much. I would play out just a little bit. Tambourine, are you playing that with your hand? It sounds like it. You might even consider trying a different technique where you mount the tambourine on like a snare drum stand and use drumsticks to play on the rim of the tambourine. Still use a headed tambourine. It'll be a little bit cleaner sound, and I think it would match the character of that section. Well, depending on, match what else is going on in the piece. It's very difficult to play in tune when you have a lot of people, but the more numbers you add, the harder it is and the better you have to listen. And some of your larger sections like flutes and clarinets, you're doing a really good job of listening to each other and matching intonation. Oboes, that entrance where you come in, measure 73, that low E flat, take less reed in your mouth before you start the entrance. Saxes and trombones, be careful of the intonation on those last chords. For one, you don't want to overblow. It's a little low in the range. It's not the lowest notes on your very last chord. It's for the saxophones. So it's going to be more difficult sometimes to make a clean entrance and to be able to play it softly. The lower the notes are on the saxophone, the harder it is to play softly. But I think you could back off just a little bit if possible. Trombones, baritone, tuba. You guys got to listen a little bit better just to tune that last chord. Listen down to the tuba. The tuba is the one that establishes the center of pitch when everybody's playing the lowest voice. Back at 43, where I was talking about the tambourine, maybe you guys playing with it mounted instead of handheld. The people that have doot 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 doot, make sure that you are subdividing eighth notes like I just did, so that when you're playing the quarter note, that you release off the quarter note together. Okay, Brian Balmagus. You guys have great repertoire, by the way. This is really fantastic. So clarinets, we're coming up against the same problem that I talked about at the beginning of the Korean piece, Korean Folk Rhapsody, and that is that clarinets, the first clarinets, are starting with a throat tone A. Again, you should use your right hand to affect the tone and intonation of that. By the way, I'm looking at the score, and you probably can confirm this with Mr. Conway, but it says on the score, B-flat clarinats, C-L-A-R-I-N-A-T-S. They spelled it wrong on the score. It just looks weird. Yeah, nice character, nice change of dynamics here at the forte section. You're doing a good job of listening to each other and not overblowing, not playing so loud that you can't hear dynamics or that you can't hear each other. It's quite nice. One thing you might want to think about is a horizontal movement of phrase. So measure 15, for example. The two people that have two eighth notes, half note, da da da, da di da, di di di, di di di. There's this same idea that happens, you know, four times. Although some of you have slightly different things. Di di di, di di di, di di di, di di di. Where you're using your line, your air, to move the line horizontally across the bar line. The phrasing I'm hearing is a little bit one measure at a time, one measure at a time. And you guys are, I think you're sixth graders. If I remember correctly, your concert band is your sixth grade band. Actually, I know. Mostly seventh graders. And 40 students in this class have been playing their instrument for less than 1 year. Mr. Conway had a little profile of the ensemble. That's huge. I mean, the fact that even some of you who have been playing a little bit longer, that most of you have less experience on your instrument and that you're able to play with such good control right now is phenomenal. The thing you want to think about now is putting a little bit more emotional expression into your music. Don't just be correct. Don't just play everything accurately. Be compelling musically. And the way you do that is by thinking about how you're going to phrase the music. That is the art of defining our music while we are playing an instrument. What are you trying to say, and how do you, in this, for most of you, use your air to help convey that message? And percussion, of course, you're not using your air specifically, but it's the techniques that you use to help bring that out. So we have change of directors here. Moving on to the Sheldon, A Joyful Journey. Everyone, make sure you breathe together on that entrance. A few people breathed differently than others. It's not just about the inhale. So two, three, breathe, play, right? Okay, and I'm sure you've heard that before, because I know Mr. Conway's on top of these things. And actually, I have not met Mr. Flaherty. I don't know if he works with you every day or what your situation is daily in the classroom. But one thing to think about is not just the inhale, not just the prep breath, but how you prep or prepare that inhale is by exhaling. So instead of just breathing in on beat four, breathe out on beat three and then in on beat four. And almost without fail, if you're focusing, your entrances will be much cleaner. And also that exhale kind of releases tension in your body and it helps you to focus not only your air, but your mind, so that when you come in, the entrance is clean and controlled. So experiment with that. Where is that? Trumpets. Is that 20? Before that. Do you do trombones? Yeah. Euphonium? Oh, there it is. Horn and euphonium. Measure 18. Da do do da. You have this sort of leap of a fifth in the middle of that phrase. Don't let the high note get away from you. Again, go back to what I was saying earlier. Think horizontal. It is a higher note and you have to go up to it. But use your air to connect the phrase. But while you're doing that, your air is moving horizontally. So you can't see what I'm doing. I'm running my finger across, moving my finger across my body horizontally. And I'm imagining that's like a column of air. And imagine the notes are sort of spinning around that column of air. But the notes don't direct the air. The air directs the notes. I'm not quite sure that that rhythm in the percussion, the triplets, is locking in with the tempo that your director's showing you. It sounds to me like the triplet rhythm is just a little bit behind in the toms and timpani, or the snare with the, is that the snare with the snares off? I believe. Yeah, well, the snare and the timpani. Make sure that's really precise, because your rhythm is so different than what everybody else has. If you're not spot on, it's going to make the whole thing feel just slightly askew, slightly discombobulated, slightly off. Woodwinds, you're doing a nice job of staying out of the way on the ensemble. Yes, it says forte at 64, but you actually should not play forte. That part is not the melody, and you're doing a good job about not playing forte and being musical and tasteful. As you slow down here, woodwinds. Da 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 da. Make sure you're releasing that staccato quarter note together. Most of you are straggling and holding a little bit longer. Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. I would say articulate more on the last four notes, and you could exaggerate the forte piano too before the end. A trick that I like to use with my ensembles is, as you have a forte piano, hit that forte strong and then actually stop playing for a split second, like a 16th note or an 8th note. You go down to zero sound and then crescendo out of the silence. It's not long enough for us to hear that you've used that technique, but the effect by the time the sound gets out to us in the ensemble is one of a really wide range of dynamics for a forte piano, so it's quite effective. You have to practice it a few times because it doesn't always work right away. You have to kind of develop the technique together as an ensemble. You have an outstanding foundation of musical development going on. I'm not surprised at all, because I know Mr. Conway really well. We've known each other for 20 years. And I know what he does in the classroom is superb, and he's an outstanding musician and conductor. And hopefully someday I'll get to meet Mr. Flaherty as well, because I like what I see on the podium, and I like your sound under his baton. You are all extremely focused. You're listening to each other. You are aware of what's going on in the ensemble, and I'm really glad that I got to hear you first thing in the morning here at this festival. I think a few little things that you should think about is the way you breathe and the way that you articulate. Make sure that you kind of go beyond the technical and start expanding your ideas so that now that all the technical elements are in place, the notes are there, the rhythms are there, the articulations are there, the dynamics are there, start thinking about playing expression and phrasing. So make that the core content of what you do over the next few weeks of school or a couple months of school before your spring concerts or before whatever else you have going on. And just take your music to the next level. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your spring.